This goes to Dr. Jinu, J-I-N-U, P-U-T-H-E, N like November, P like Paul, A-R-A, M like Mary, P-I-L. Fax 989-775-1640 regarding William, middle initial J, Zender, Z-E-H, N like November, D like David, E-R. Date of birth 8-1-1955. Dear Dr. Puthan Parampil, this is a consultation for Mr. Zender, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, microalbuminuria, and low magnesium levels. The patient is feeling well. He currently takes magnesium 400 milligram twice a day, and he has maintained magnesium levels 1.3 to 1.4 with that dosing of magnesium. He's never received a magnesium infusion. He does not have diarrhea or nausea or vomiting. He does not take any proton pump inhibitors or any other medication that might interfere with absorption of magnesium. He does have a long history of kidney stones and still has many kidney stones inside both kidneys. He sees Dr. Kershan, K-E-R-S-H-A-N, urologist, on a regular basis for this problem. The kidney stones usually pass by themselves, but one time one was large enough that he required a stone retrieval and removal. The patient is not aware of what type of stone this is, though, that he tends to produce. He may have been told, and he remembers being told, that he should try to drink fluids that are acidic in nature to help combat formation or enlargement of the current kidney stones. He also has an elevated PSA level, and Dr. Kershan has done several biopsies, and they have been negative, but it's persistently mildly elevated. Currently, he denies headaches or dizziness, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no chest pain, palpitations, no history of congestive heart failure, no known coronary artery disease, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood or melena, no edema or claudication symptoms. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes with good control, frequent and recurrent kidney stones, hyperlipidemia, benign prostatic hypertrophy with elevated PSA, gout, hypertension, Gilbert's syndrome, thyroid nodules, and a right bundle branch blot noted on EKG. Past surgical history, he's had two prostate biopsies that were benign. A colonoscopy was done in 2017 that was normal. He had umbilical hernia repair, right shoulder rotator cuff repair, and he's had right kidney stone removal by Dr. Kershan. Social history, the patient does not smoke cigarettes. He occasionally consumes alcohol and denies illicit drug use. He is married and lives with his wife. He works full-time as an accountant for Bandit Industries. Family history is significant for benign prostatic hypertrophy in his father. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, he takes allopurinol 300 milligram daily, vitamin C with biotin once daily, Lipitor 10 milligram at bedtime, vitamin D3 5,000 units daily, finasteride 5 milligram in the evening, lisinopril 10 milligram daily, magnesium oxide 400 milligram twice a day, metformin 1,000 milligram twice a day, vitamin a one-a-day men's vitamin daily, Flomax 0.4 milligrams daily at bedtime. He does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, height 68 inches, weight 229 pounds, pulse is 58, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 150 over 70. Neck is supple, there's no jugular jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise.